I'm speaking to you live from the bowels of the Royal Palace. First of all, can I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. And as you look ahead to your New Year, you might want to think, like I do, how you can be a better person, live a better life. Well, I've got some ideas for you. These are sponsored by Cheaty Monks, makers of dog food for dyslexics. Now do settle back, have a little sip of sherry, and listen. So, first of all, how to save money at Christmas. Let's get on with that. You know how it is, the pressure is on, everyone clamouring for more and bigger and better. But let's leave your private life out of this, shall we? Here's how to do it. Throw your wallet, purse, credit cards and bank manager into a rat-infested canal. Ignore calls from retailers telling you that three rats have just bought a Mini Cooper on your card. Stop eating and drinking right now until the new year and spend your mince pie money on gifts for your loved ones. Redefine who your loved ones are. When it's cold, for example, my loved ones are my toes, and I spend lots of money on heat-seeking socks. Anyone else can just bog off, frankly. Make the most of what you've got. If you want to be a better person, make the most of it. If you can't afford the latest gadgets, like I can, see if you can invent your own. For instance, why not tie a paper bag to an everyday potato peeler for an integrated peeler catcher? Every chef would delight in such a thoughtful gift. Sell your home, all your possessions, if you're lucky enough to have any, and spend the money on presents for everyone else. Check into a youth hostel and steal money from people. Well, it is Christmas. Or have a few drinks and destroy as many Christmas shop window displays and Santa Clauses as you can. It might help disillusion hundreds of children who would otherwise be looking forward to Christmas. And it's bound to lead to reduced demand in this consumer society of ours. You could also try injecting yourself with the man flu virus and be very ill for a long time. You'll get the double benefit of not being expected to buy any presents, and yet you'll receive hundreds of bottles of night nurse from your friends and admirers. You can then sell these at a car boot sale. See what I'm saying? Above all, decide to have an environment-friendly Christmas, which means you can't travel anywhere, buy imported goods, wrap anything in paper, and tell your friends, should you be unlucky enough to have any left, that you will be asking them for a donation to offset their carbon footprint this year. Just watch the money rolling in. Ah well, that's it. Merry Christmas to you, my loyal subjects. There's more Isle of Kevin in the new year. Oh, wait. That's next week, isn't it? Better make the most of my few days off then. Right, Doris, bring out your puddings. Bye, everyone. Merry Christmas and ho, 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 etc.